In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for your marvelous plan. Thank you for the evidence of it in this place. Thank you, Lord, for the truth and love in the saints. Lord God, we know it's all because of your Son. We're thanking you, Father, for that beautiful Lamb. Lord, we're thanking you, oh hallelujah, that you must increase the much the more, Lord God, and we must decrease. Thank you, Lord, that only you are worthy to be praised, and only you are worthy to be honored. Only you are worthy to be magnified, Lord God. And Jesus, with all that is within us, may we just bless you today. Lord, may we be a blessing to you today, Lord. Oh, a sweet-smelling sacrifice of praise, an incense, Lord God, that would rise up to you this morning. And, oh, just encircle and in conference, Lord God, the throne room, letting you know how thankful we are for your love. Oh, the power of that love that will not let us go. Lord, encourage every life, Lord God. We pray in Jesus' name. Your anointing, Lord God, may it just saturate each and every life here this morning, Lord, that we would just learn to praise you more and want to praise you more. Desire, Lord God, your truth, Jesus. May you alone be magnified in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you'd open your Bibles, we're going to a familiar portion of Scripture in Titus chapter 2. And I thank the Lord again for how spectacular His grace is. Praise God. And in Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 11, it says, therefore, the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. Yes. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I thrill this morning, and I thrill beyond this morning once again, that marvelous grace that has been offered to all. And I have to tell you, I just thrilled personally that marvelous grace that was offered to me. Thank you, Jesus. And I rejoice in the power of His grace. I rejoice in the grace that is the only thing that gives me rest, that gives me hope, the grace that assures us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you really know that? That's not just something for your wall, something you read. That is a promise of God to you. That is who you are in Christ Jesus as a child of God. Praise God, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loved me. And therefore, praise God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now that is His grace. And His grace, as we see here, is so beautiful because it teaches us and it instructs us. But see, there's something even beyond marvelous, beyond the teaching and instructing. Grace gives us the power to live it in the Spirit. See, that's where religion falls so short. It'll instruct and teach and give you all these things, but religion has no power. It has no power. Without the grace of God, there is no power. And I hope we really know that. It is His undeserved and unmerited love and favor, the very love and power of the grace of God that gives us the power to live in His Spirit. And we see here there is great and divine purpose in, praise God, this encouragement in this passage, which emphasizes it's the power of godly living that the grace of God has given us that readies us and has us looking and loving His appearing. Isn't it amazing how focused the Lord is on when we see Him face to face? He loves that, doesn't He? I mean, you talk about a romantic. He's all about that. And He's all about, because He knows, praise God, because He finished it. And His blood did it. That, hallelujah, that we are seated together in the heavens in Christ right now. That our citizenship is in heaven. And He knows that we will be with Him, praise God. But beyond even that, It's how we're prepared and ready when we see him. Amen. Oh, he's after that one that will be to the fullness, the measure, the stature, the completeness, the maturity of himself. Praise God. Now, for a few moments today, let's just rejoice in the beauty of this all-powerful grace that he gives to us freely and enables us to make a choice. And that's really it. It's so wonderful. And it's a beautiful thought, but it's even beyond just making a choice. See, the grace of God can cause us to inspire and desire to lay hold of the only choice there really is under the power of grace. Now, I don't want you to be confused, because in a few minutes, I believe the Lord, if you're thinking about, what do you mean about this, brother? He said, isn't a choice meaning that I have choices? I've got many options. Oh, under the power of the grace of God, he gives you the choice that's the only choice, which is him. Amen. That he hones us in and settles us down. And I understand it's difficult for a human to really get it around their minds and hearts that he's the only choice. But God, in his amazing power, he'll show us this. But to begin with, I want you to think about, and I was encouraged to think about love, joy, peace. Most people think of love and joy and peace as in some way an emotion or a feeling. But they're really not. Love, joy, and peace are choices too. They really are. They're choices, praise God, to lay hold of for a Christian to what has already been given. And you have to think about joy, praise God, has wonderful after effects of emotion. But joy itself is not emotion. Joy is a state of a heart. And joy is a state of a heart when the heart is believing the word of God. There is joy and peace in believing God. Amen. That is Romans 15, 13. And then peace, by the grace of God, again, is an after effect of a mind who has stayed upon me. I will keep them in perfect peace. Amen. Is that not, praise God, a promise of God? Amen, it is. And is not that promise a choice, hallelujah, that I can stand upon that promise? See, my peace is not predicated upon what's going on around me. My peace, praise God, is predicated, am I standing on the promise of God? And that promise has already been given. And I thank God that he will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon me. And that is Isaiah 26, 3. And even love, brothers and sisters, as emotional as we want to say it is, it's a gift of God. It's a gift of God, and we sang about it. I love him because he first loved me. I couldn't love him without his love. I can't love him without his perfect love. I can't love God without the life of his son living in me. Amen. And I thank God that it even goes on and that love is multiplied at an infant level by the Holy Ghost in Romans 5, 5. So I know by the grace of God he gives these things. So it's obvious, brothers and sisters, all of this is only a choice to take what God has already so freely given us. Amen? Freely given us to just take it all the time. There might have been something, and I don't mean to remind you back of what you were thinking of before you got in here this morning. Gotcha. But when our mind is stayed upon him, everything else left the room, didn't it? Everything left, it didn't even matter. Because, praise God, we're living and seeing and as we're seated in the heavens in Christ. See, when I see from that perspective, when I believe from that perspective, it doesn't matter. My goodness, think of that. If I were home with the Lord, what would I have to worry about? Well, am I not already seated together with him in the heavens in Christ? So again, what are we worrying about? Oh, amen. Now you see how much we got to pray for one another and say, Lord, help our unbelief. May we again just stand upon the word of the Lord. And there's even a little something hidden. There's always stuff hidden in here, but there was a little nugget that the Lord encouraged my heart in this text. And I pray that really it'll bring each and every one of us to maybe a new height as we begin this year. One all-powerful word. And he does that. Remember how last week it was the word great?
I love how he does that. And he gets you ready for it. You know, it's not something that I'm going to whip out my concordance and I'm going to study it all. And, you know, you got to have a real good understanding of the Greek and Hebrew to really understand the Word of God. Oh, my goodness, that what a nonsense that is. I've seen people who went after the Greek and Hebrew to understand the Word of God, and they departed from the Word of God. See, they became foolish in their own minds, and they were ever learning, and they never came to a knowledge of the truth. God forbid that would be us. Now, I don't want to be slothful, and I want to be encouraged, and oh my goodness, can you imagine all these things that we have that we can go into the Word of God and search these things out. But it's always going to be by His Spirit, saith the Lord. It's always going to be by my Spirit. He's going to be the one that gives the increase. It's not going to be in a book. It's not going to be in my knowledge. But praise be to God when the Spirit encourages us and says, you know, I want you to look something up here. I've got something I want to show you. And that all-powerful word today is that word denying. You got quiet. Denying. It sounds like so much effort, doesn't it? It does. Because I can see your expression. Why does he have to talk about denying? Just seems like we just went back into religion. Now, you know God's taken us somewhere, don't you? Because you know, let me tell you, whom he has made free is what? Free indeed. Amen. So we know that we're his workmanship. So we know, little lumps of clay, he's going to do the molding. See, now get back in the peace that passes all understanding and let's just listen to the Word of God. But see, this word denying is a word that causes a lot of confusion. To the self-righteous, it emboldens the flesh. Oh, that it's all on me. It's all on me. Works. But then to others, that word denying can be so overwhelming, it brings fear. Because there's something going on in your life that maybe has been going on for a long, long time that you really feel this morning, it's too strong, it's had too long of a hold on my life, and I can't deny it. Amen? It's okay. Praise God. He sees you. He knows you. And most importantly, he loves you. He loves you. And he's for you. And he's for you completely. Praise God. But you know, I'm grateful to God that this walk in my life is not about my fleshly opinions. It's not about man's wisdom or man's mind or what it may think. My life and your life is about what the Word of God says. Amen? Amen it is. And the Word of God tells us, search the Scriptures and rightfully divide the truth and find it out. See, we like to be short-souled on the truth. We just do. And I think sometimes it's because we're lazy. Also, the Word of God tells us, besides being slothful, it says we have itching ears. And we have itching ears for anything but the truth. And see, that's why we always need to be encouraged. What do the Scriptures say? Not what that silver-tongued guy or woman or whatever it said. Not that they hooped up a lot of stuff or, my goodness, look at all the people that go and listen to that. Oh, you need to listen to this. It'll make you feel good. Well, I don't want you to feel good. I want you to be good. Amen? And I'm not talking about being good in you. I'm talking about a being of good. That the Lord is reigning. That there's an encouragement going on in your heart. That you know what? It's good. It's well. Praise God. I know that God has got this. And that's what this encouragement is all about. But see, this word denying is so simple. And it's incredibly wonderful because it's completely the opposite of what everybody thinks it means. This word denying simply means to prove it false to yourself. To prove it false. See, that's right. To prove it false that ungodliness and worldly lusts are your life. Did you hear that? I know you're sitting there and going, oh, but Brother Jesse, you don't know my life. My life is ungodliness and worldly lusts. And I'm here to tell you, by the grace of God, it's not. I'm telling you, by the power of the grace of God, that is not your life. Now, let's go back and read this one more time again. As the Word of God brings this out, it says that prove false to yourself that ungodliness and worldly lusts are untrue to your life. That's what the grace of God is trying to teach you. That's what the grace of God there is instructing you. That's what the grace of God, believe it or not, chastens you. Amen. Do you think that your conviction and chastening is just something to make you feel bad? No. Or to remind you how much he loves you? And to remind you of the life that lives in you? And to bring you back to the absolute realization that he that is born of God doth not sin, neither can he sin. Amen. So again, let's go back and read this. This is to prove to yourself that ungodliness and worldly lusts are not your life. Praise God. Praise God. Now, those that are still sitting there and say, well, I'm telling you, I am full of ungodliness and worldly lust, brother. I'm going to say back to you, well, then is your opinion and your thoughts greater than God's word? See, we have to get to this, brothers and sisters. I've got to get to this. And we have to get to this time and time again because the prince and the power of this air whispers nothing but lies to you. He is the father of all lies. He is the master and the author of confusion. He's going to try to get you to be double-minded and shaken and rocked. Amen. And all he wants to do is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And here the Lord is with his word encouraging over and over, honey, that's not you. That's not who you are in me. Come on now. This is something really to get excited about. But what does it say here? Grace teaches us and grace empowers us to prove that we are not the things of ungodliness and worldly lust. Does it not say in the word of God that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Now come on. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, I'm thankful to the Lord that the Lord encouraged my life in that verse so many years ago. And I get one of the, I'm still wondering, Lord, when I get to heaven, how many facets of that are there? You know, if you think you've seen everything in one scripture, oh my goodness, you are really a sorry sort. Because it says that the word of God, this right here, is the only thing that's going to endure forever. It's the only thing it's going to be. Well, let me explain something to you. If it's the only thing it's going to be, and I'm going to have a glorified body like unto his own, and I'm going to have a mind like unto his own, and we're going to have eternities upon eternities to come, and that's the only thing there is, what's in there? Because one thing I know about Jesus, he is not boring. Oh, no, he's not. The only thing I found about him is he's too exciting. And that's why he has to help my unbelief. We don't have many roller coasters in here, do we? Inverted flying? Never mind. Okay. But see, it really is the truth that, praise God, this is what the word of God is encouraging us, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, I've seen that in my life, that, praise God, yes, that life of Christ in me is greater than the prince and the power of this air. The prince and the power being Satan that is given this time to be the one that is reigning in a sense in this world. And we see what happens when that happens. The evilness of man waxes worse and worse. The wickedness is running and rampant. But I'm going to ask you this as we look at this verse. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Who's in you? Amen. Jesus is in you. Is that not from above? Is that life not heavenly? Oh, yes, it is. So his heavenly life is in me. And I thank God he showed me this, is even greater than the fleshly life that I live in this world. Now let's listen to that again. His heavenly life that is in me, amen, is greater than even this fleshly life that I live in this world. See, it gets more personal that way, doesn't it? It gets more encouraging that way, doesn't it? I do get that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But I praise God that this power of his grace, that there's nothing that can stand up to that grace. That grace of God is my all-sufficiency in all things to superabound to every good work. And I'm telling you, with what he had to work with here, He had a lot of good works to get going on. And you know that for your life too. And I look at these things that, you know, God has designed specifically for each and every one of us. And you hear me say this from time and time again. But it's so beautiful. Because that's the path of the overcomer. There's lots of things in life to overcome, but I found out at the very end of it all, it's just overcoming my unbelief. It truly is. And my unbelief is so ingrained, so intimately in my down settings oftentimes. Even some of the uprisings, but I'm thankful to God, He's shown me it's mainly my my down settings. It's the things, praise God, that might even be a little bit too dear to my heart. Those things that are really difficult for me to trust God for. That He brings us to these places. Oh, honey, this is such a divine moment for you to really trust me. That I haven't brought you to this place to show you again how unbelieving you are. I haven't brought you to this place to show you what a little peon Christian you are. I haven't brought you to this place that you would be completely destroyed or this person came up against you or something of that happened and hurt you so deeply that you won't go on with me. No, I want to show you that you're so beyond in me that you ever thought you ever were. And that's the truth, is it not? Amen. I've talked about it many times. It truly is that out of body. I don't know how to explain it in a way, but it's out of body experience. It's watching Christ, the new man. It's watching the person that I know I never was. That I know I never was. That only He could do, that only He could be. And just watching Him do it. And brings me to the place to trust God, to let go, to let that man reign. To get me to the place, praise God again, that greater is He that is in me. That life that is from above that is in me is even greater than the sin that is in this flesh. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's been a victory that I know that I'm going to have to lay hold of time and time and time again. And I know by the faithfulness of God that He's going to bring me to something else, that I don't lay hold of it immediately, that it'll try me again. But it's that same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that never changes. That life, praise God, that is righteous and holy, praise God, that has been imputed to me, that I can have absolute confidence in, that yes, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh yes, brothers and sisters. See, this is getting on to the life of Christ in me, the hope of glory. Isn't it something how we've got to forget? I always appreciated how Brother McLam would always say, you've got to unlearn those things, son. And there's a lot of things ingrained in us humans, isn't there, that we've got to keep unlearning because we want to keep taking it back. I want to keep doing something when God said, no, honey, I do it all. I want to continue to perform something when the Lord says, no, I'll perform the good work which I've begun, honey. Praise God, this is believing. And then it's not to be confused because, praise God, let me tell you something. There are good works that flow forth, but it's not this guy that does them. It's the life of Christ in me that does them. And you talk about active. It's not just sitting around and quarantining yourself in a cave or in your home or whatever you call it and say, I'm godly and I don't need to have any other contact with anybody. Because, no, see, because that's the enemy just defeating you as well. How could we not have a longing to gather with like precious faith saints? How could I not have a longing to be with you? How could I be gone? And I'm telling you, it's kind of a sickness. I don't know what it is. But even after a 5 or 6 days, I got to get back with those nuts. And it's because of the love of God. It's the love of God. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about sports. Well, there might be something that somebody says, but our life, our fellowship is in the gospel of Christ. There's a hope that is so beyond. We're living so far beyond this life. We live so far beyond this world I don't want to waste the time anymore. I want to gather with people that love Jesus. I want to be around people, praise God, that encourage me, that go through trials and that give him the glory, that search scriptures, that have this passion for the Lord. And it's not in any arrogance, it's in a thankfulness. I have the privilege to. I have the benefit to be with ones that love him like that, that can encourage me, that when I go through things, thank God that the place I want to be here at this altar praying with you. I can't go through a service anymore. And I'm not asking you to notice, but I'm just telling you, I'm giving you a testimony if you haven't seen. I can't walk off of here without praising him. I used to praise him back there, but I got to praise him here with the ones that love me, with the perfect love of God, ones that love me and want me to finish, praise God, with a full joy, ones that love me and want me to run for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh my goodness, Lord, that I would long and not forsake the assembling of myself together with you. And it's not to butter you. It's not to shine you. It's not to, again, to give any praise to you. That would be such a disgrace. But it's because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what draws us. Praise God. It's the message, yes, but it's that message that lives in those, praise God, that follow after him, that have that panting, that have that desire, that, praise God, are delirious. And thank you, Jesus, and it's okay. And as the Lord continues to transform you that way, and I've been there, that passage has to be crossed by us each and every time and all the time. But ones will say, well, I'm not going that way, and you need to pray. Or say, well, why do you think you need to go so much? Or why do you think you need to be in that fellowship so much? Because you're in love. Because you're in love. And I thank God it's so simple. You leave your family. You leave your loved ones. That young man, that young woman, they leave their home because there's no other place I can be. Where were we? Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? And this is where we are. And we'll close it up. Brothers and sisters, this isn't hard. This is the simplicity of the gospel of Christ. By the grace of God, in this new year, may we prove. Let him just prove it. And it's not for me to do again. He's the one that proves it. Amen. But be willing to prove by faith, by the grace of God, that ungodliness and lusts, that yes, for many of us here today that have been imprisoning us for so long, those lies that are nothing but false, that as God has assured us, that ungodliness and those lusts that are untrue, I'm going to get right to it, are not real at all. It's time to be free. Brothers and sisters, it's time to be free. It's time that you are now be. I need a shirt that just says you and an R now be. Never mind. But God help us. See, people would read this scripture and you know what they read? They read fear. Oh, I'm fearful. Am I ready for his appearing? Oh, no. Live the power of his love and the miracle of his grace, because his grace is a miracle. It's the miracle of miracles that Christ in me will be ready. Christ in you will be ready. Oh, yes. That has to be my confidence. Amen. And in that confidence, he'll draw me. He'll draw me. Because when I'm confident in his grace will never fail. It'll draw me. It'll draw me into meetings. It'll draw me into Bible studies. It'll draw me, praise God, to even be reading my Bible on a break. you have the promise of God that we are now more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And therefore I call those things which be not as though they were. And by the power of his grace, by faith, I am now a son of God. I am a little Lord of all, and I am now growing up into him in all things. And grace is reigning, and grace is teaching me. And I am proving those things which I am not. I am living a testimony by the grace of God, those things which I am not. I am confirming what grace has already done, those things which I am not. I am believing in the I am. I am believing in the I am. I am believing in the I am, praise God, that lives in me. Let's pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm grateful for your encouragement. And Lord, these are your promises. This is your word. And Lord, it is so wonderful that it is your life that lives in us. The life that we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We live no other way. In Jesus' name, Lord God, let that mind be in each and every life here this morning. Let that mind of your wonderful Son, Father, be in every life, and let it reign. Let the Word of God reign in me. In Jesus' name, Lord God, transform, renew my mind, renew my thinking, Lord God, this morning, that I am not of that, Lord God. In Jesus' name, by the grace of God and in the power of that faith he gives, that I would prove, praise the Lord, that this ungodliness and lustful things have been an untrue lie to my life. In Jesus' name, I give it to you. I praise you, Lord. I praise you for the power of the grace of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.